Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
All right, folks, welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let's be real, life can throw some serious curveballs our way, right? We're constantly bombarded with messages about striving for perfection, being the best versions of ourselves, achieving goals. It's exhausting. But what if I told you there's a superpower that could help you navigate all that chaos with grace and resilience? It's called self-compassion. It's not about letting yourself off the hook or giving up on your dreams. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support you would offer to a dear friend going through a tough time. Today, we're diving deep into the art of self-compassion and self-forgiveness, two powerful tools that can transform your mindset and help you thrive in the face of any challenge. First things first. What exactly is self-compassion? Think about it this way. Ever messed up, stumbled, or simply felt like a complete failure? We all have those moments, right? But instead of beating ourselves up, self-compassion encourages us to acknowledge our struggles with kindness and understanding. It's about saying, hey, I messed up, but that doesn't mean I'm a mess. Now, how do we actually cultivate this superpower? It starts with recognizing your own humanity. We're all works in progress, constantly learning and evolving. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, it's part of the human experience. Second, practice active self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about prioritizing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, move your body, engage in activities that bring you joy, treat yourself with the same care and consideration you would offer someone you love. Third, challenge negative self-talk. That inner critic? The one who constantly whispers doubts and criticisms. It's time to turn that voice down a notch. When those negative thoughts creep in, acknowledge them, but don't let them define you. Remember, your worth isn't tied to your achievements or mistakes. You are inherently worthy of love, kindness, and respect simply because you exist. 4. Practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a heartfelt conversation, these little moments add up to create a sense of contentment and well-being. And finally, remember that self-forgiveness is crucial. We all make mistakes, and holding on to past hurts only prevents us from moving forward. Learn from your experiences, forgive yourself, and let go of the guilt and shame. You deserve peace and freedom. Ever feel like you're constantly battling your own inner critic? Like that voice in your head never gives you a break? I get it. We've all been there. But imagine if instead of constantly judging and criticizing ourselves, we treated ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer to a friend struggling through a tough time. That's the power of self-compassion. Picture this. You're working on a big project, and things aren't going as smoothly as you hoped. You're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and like you're not good enough. Instead of spiraling into negativity, you take a deep breath and remind yourself, hey, it's okay to feel this way. I'm doing my best in a challenging situation. You acknowledge your feelings without judgment, offer yourself some words of encouragement, and focus on taking small steps forward. See? Self-compassion isn't about ignoring your struggles or pretending everything is perfect. It's about embracing the full spectrum of human experience with kindness and understanding. Remember, you are worthy of love, respect, and compassion starting with yourself. So, what's one thing you can do today to practice more self-compassion? Maybe it's taking a few minutes for mindful breathing, writing down 3 things you appreciate about yourself, or simply offering yourself a kind word when you feel discouraged. Remember, building resilience and discipline starts with cultivating a compassionate relationship with yourself. Go out there and rock your day, but don't forget to treat yourself along the way. And until next time, keep striving for that stoic state of mind. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.